Here today on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we're talking with Greg McBride from Allendale for our weekly South American weather and crop update. Greg, you might start things off like we always do with a weather summary. What are we seeing of late with both Brazil and Argentina?
Well, weather in the mainland of Brazil has continued to be good conditions, frequent rains for crop development, and we know that we're in that crucial time for a lot of that soybean and first crop corn to really flourish at this point. The biggest points of concern, as we've continued to talk about over the last couple of weeks, is southern Brazil, that Paraná, Mato Grosso do Sul. That area has been hit with some very dry conditions, and then Argentina as well. Most of the eastern portion of Argentina is where the crops are grown, and that portion has been a little bit drier. Now, if you look at it from perspective of soil moisture, Argentina is still doing okay. They're not in any danger. It's the southern Brazil area that is the biggest cause of concern. And that's one of the reasons that we continue to see our own markets taking off. We've added a $1.40 or so in the last week to 2 weeks in beans, and in corn has taken off and kind of followed that along at this point as well. So there's a lot of concern. In the short-term forecast, the 1 to 5 days, there's a little bit of rain in that area, but not enough to offset the evaporation effect. In the 6 to 10 days, where some of that relief actually does come in, and that's going to be something that we have to watch, and hopefully that'll help kind of stabilize that crop.
So, Greg, a lot of producers are looking ahead here to 2022. Are you expecting this dryness issue with South America, the southern portion of Brazil and Argentina, to kind of be the primary focus as we head into the new year?
It will be until it's not. I mean, that's, I guess, the best way to get around that question. If we do start to see some rain, that'll kind of lighten things up. But you know, if they kind of play this game where they get a little bit here, a little bit there, it might stabilize things as far as the overall fear factor in the market. And really, you know, as we go into January, that's the key time for some of those areas. But they have a long harvest ahead of them. The early portion of Mato Grosso will actually be harvesting probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks. But that's a long process for them. I think at this point, we have to keep a little bit of perspective on this, is that, you know, if you take off, say, 10% off of what's in southern Brazil, and you still have trend yield, or maybe even a little bit above trend yield for some of the mainland, you maybe take off 4 to 5 million tons of production. That is still a record production level for Brazil over what they did last year, which was also a record.
Greg, any final thoughts before we let you go this week?
Well, I would encourage producers that if they still have unpriced grain in the bin, continue using this rally that we've seen in corn and beans as an opportunity to continue to make some of those cash sales. The basis levels have been pretty good. Cash levels have been pretty good. So if you still have some out there, continue to work your way up and do that stair step, gradually selling a little more and a little more as we jump up, you know, 5, 10, 15 cents at a time. That way that brings your overall averages up.
Greg, always great insight. How can our listeners get a hold of you today if they have any questions?
Give us a call at 800-262-7538.